First, though, let's take a look at what's been happening in the world of science with Science News headlines. And kicking off, I've got a story all about eyes. One of the big goals of vision restoration is really how we can do gene therapy to stop degenerative diseases of the eye, which are very common. Things like retinal degeneration secondary to macular degeneration is a very common condition. Maybe 20-30% of people over the age of 60 might be developing this. We think we might be able to prevent some of these conditions by using vectors to put genes into the cells in the retina that break down during these diseases to protect them. One problem, though, is getting good vectors that can do this. Scientists have had some limited success by using viruses, including one type of virus called an adeno-associated virus, but the numbers of cells that they're able to reach like this have been fairly limited, and they also tend to cause inflammation in the eye when they do this. But there's a very encouraging paper, it's in Science Translational Medicine this week, by David Schaffer and his colleagues at the University of California at Berkeley, and they have used evolution, effectively, to help them to do this better. So they have taken an adeno-associated virus, they inject this virus into experimental animals, into their eyes, then they go in a few days later and they collect the virus just from the rods and cones in the retina, extracting the genetic material of the virus, and then they copy the genetic material using the polymerase chain reaction, but they introduce some genetic mistakes. And then they remake the viruses and do the whole thing again. And they keep doing this process of selection two or three times. And of course, what they're doing is optimizing for viruses that are very good at making their way to and infecting the photoreceptors, the rods and cones. Ultimately, they get a variant of their adeno-associated virus called 7M8. And this seems to be at least five times better at getting into the rods and cones in the retina than previous gene therapy vectors that we've made. And they do a mouse model of a disease which is called retinoschisis. And this is a hereditary condition. Animals and people who have this develop holes in their retina. And what they were able to do is to put a healthy copy of the gene that people who have this condition don't have into their vector, then injected it into the eyes of these experimental animals. And what they find is that animals that receive this vector have a healthy-looking retina when they look at 4 months later. So it does appear to work very effectively, and it does appear to infect lots of cells in the retina.
If this is possible to move into humans, will we still need to inject the virus, or is there another way of getting there? I ask because my mum, when she was a kid, had massive problems with her eyes, and they put needles in her eyes, and she's been left with the greatest phobia in humankind. She tells it about the most horrible experience of her life. Is that something that other patients are going to have to go through?
Well, one of their motivations for doing this study, Kate, was that at the moment we have to do injections into what's called the subretinal space. You've got to get right in deep into the retina to get the virus to where the photoreceptors, the rods and cones, are. Now, this technique, they think it works because the changes that the virus accrues during this evolution in the eye mean that it doesn't stick onto the cells it shouldn't stick onto. It slowly changes so that the virus only goes into those rods and cone cells. This means that actually you can inject it far less traumatically. You don't have to go into that subretinal space. You can just go in just into the vitreous, the jelly inside the eye, and the virus will then find its way to the target. So actually it means that those injections probably will be a lot easier for patients in future.
That's great news for people with these kind of conditions then.